I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. After Hurricane Michael moved through the area yesterday, more than 80,000 Georgia Power customers woke up this morning with no electricity. The utility says crews have restored power to more than 280,000 customers so far, but some could be living without electricity for several more days. Georgia Power expects to restore electricity in central and west Georgia this weekend. However, they estimate that the Albany area will have to wait till Monday and the Bainbridge area until Tuesday. Officials in Georgia's Daugherty County are struggling with cleanup after Hurricane Michael. Many Albany residents are without power and being asked to boil their water due to the risk of contamination. Albany City Manager Sharon Sudaban said Hurricane Michael left the residents in a utility crisis.
We need you to really conserve water at this time until we're able to get our water infrastructure back online. And again, preliminary boil water notice has been issued by EPD.
State officials are asking people to check with their local emergency management agencies to see what, if any, advisories are in effect in your area. Well, a new report by the March of Dimes shows a lack of maternal health care options in 58 Georgia counties. GPB's Ellen Eldridge explains.
The report calls the areas maternity care deserts. March of Dimes President Stacey Stewart says this means they don't have the basic services women need to have successful and healthy pregnancies. That includes prenatal care and labor and delivery facilities.
We are absolutely going in the wrong direction with respect to outcomes for moms and babies, and there's so much more that our country absolutely needs to do and our leaders in Georgia have to do.
Maternity care deserts comprise 37% of the state. The March of Dimes hopes legislation pending in Congress will expand health care to women. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
With the midterm elections less than a month away, 53,000 voter applications are on hold in Georgia. Secretary of State Brian Kemp, who of course is the Republican gubernatorial candidate as well, cites discrepancies in the applications versus driver's license records, calling them a violation of the exact match law. He says the registrations in question account for less than 1% of the 5.6 million voters who've registered since 2014, and that those voters can cast their ballots on Election Day. Stacey Abrams, the Democratic candidate for governor, says this amounts to voter suppression, noting that 70% of the voters on the pending list are minorities. In other voting news, the city of South Fulton offered residents a $50 discount from citations if they registered to vote or confirmed their voter status. Now some are raising questions as to whether the offer violates state law barring the exchange of money or gifts for registering voters. A city spokesman told the AJC that the offer was not simply for gifts or money, but to consider a person's civic engagement when the city assessed fines. It's unclear how many people took advantage of the discount offer. The deadline to register was Tuesday. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks traveled to Miami to play the Heat in NBA preseason action tonight. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. The regular season begins Wednesday night with a game against the New York Knicks. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.